can, jug at first. Mm-hmm. Had them old stone jugs.
Did you ever hear people talk about a stand of molasses? Or a stand of lard?
A stand, well, we had a molasses stand, what we call what we put on the table.
Uh-huh.
That was a molasses stand.
It's a small pitcher.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that was.
Mm-hmm. And the place where, the big building behind the house where you could have the hay stored and...
That was the barn.
Uh-huh. What about that upper part of the barn where you keep the hay?
The loft is what we always called it.
Uh-huh. And, you know, when you cut the hay, and you let it in the field and you let it dry, mm-hmm. then you rake it up in these little piles, you know?
Yeah.
Before you're gonna... carry it in. Do you know what they call those little piles that they have raked up?
No, I really don't. It was heaps, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It was heaps, I think.
What about when you cut the hay off a piece of land and then enough grows back the same year so you can cut it again?
The second growth.
Okay. What about that old dead dry grass? Did that have a special name left over on the ground?
Yeah, it did.
Do you remember what it's called?
Right now, I can't.
Did you ever hear,
Stubble, no, it wasn't stubbles, was it?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear ladder math or anything like that?
Huh?
Ladder math or...
No. Not by that name now.
Uh-huh. Or Rowan or... Aftermath.
Now, I have read about that in the Bible, something like that.
Uh-huh.
But that's the olden time. That's back further than I know. But uh-huh. that mass, I've read about that. A little bit.
Talking about, say, how much wheat you could raise to an acre. You might say we raise 40, what, of wheat?
Now, I've heard that, but I can't remember it now,
uh-huh.
the wheat. But now, if it's come to cotton now, I could tell you, but now, you see, we didn't
What did you say about cotton?
Well, how many acres you raise, you know, for bale.
Uh-huh.
Get a bale to the acre, something like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
What about shelled corn? What would that come in? You'd buy maybe one or two?
Bags?
Or... Well, something bigger than a peck would be a...
Where you buy your corn now?
Well, say if you were going to carry corn to the mill.
Oh, if you're going to carry it to the mill. Mm-hmm. That was you put it in your meal sack.
Mm-hmm.
Carry it to
How me. Much would you put in?
Well, you can put a peck, half bush, just whatever you want uh-huh. to in.
What about having taken really a lot of corn? You could take two or three?
Yeah.
What?
Two or three bushels. It was a bushel. Mm-hmm. Peck. It was a peck. You see, you can peck a half a bushel or just whatever mm-hmm. you wanted to.
What about, how would people refer to the corn they were taking to the mill? They say, I have to take a what of corn?
Now, do you mean the miller tolling it?
Oh, the amount that you'd carry to the mill.
You could carry any amount that we wanted to when uh-huh. I come along.
Did you ever hear people talk about taking a turn of corn?
A ton of corn?
No, a turn. Turn of corn. Did you ever hear people say that?
A turn. Was it a turn or a ton?
Well, I was thinking of turn, but they may not have used that expression around here.
I don't know now just about that. I can't remember uh-huh. that now.
Well, it may not have been used.
I know it, but I don't know now just what you, and I can't think, just uh-huh. what you're trying to say. Well, now, the miller, you know, they take it to that miller, and he told that corn.
Mm-hmm.
He knows just how much you had. Well, then he had his little scoop there mm-hmm. that he knows just what it was.
Mm-hmm.